Wanted to take this opportunity to thank Bruce Jensen very much for agreeing to do the show for us. Very appreciate it.
Very good. Okay, you tell me when everybody's ready?
Ready now.
Okay. The Mishnah in Makkos, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara there, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, quotes a machlokes hatanaim, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is of the opinion that kol shehu l'malkus, if you eat a chatzi shir of treifus, you get malkus, and the whole significance of the shir kazayis is only with respect to kares. Kares b'mezid and chatas b'shege. Needless to say, we don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion. We paskin that in order to get malkus, the person has to eat a kazayis avisa. If the person eats a chatzi zayis, so that's the machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish in the beginning of the last perek in Yuma, but the chatzi shir is also min haTorah or also min haRabbanan. The pashtus would have been like Rish Lakish, that chatzi shir is muta min haTorah, because macholas hasir is only also b'achila. It's not also b'hanoah. It's not also to tickle it. It's not also to touch it. It's not also to move it. So if ain't achila p'chusim b'kezayis, if that's what we assume against Reb Shimon, Shimon holds kol shehu l'malkus, and we don't accept that. We hold that ain't achila p'chusim b'kezayis. So anything you're going to do, even if you're going to swallow less than a kezayis, that's not called an achila. The pashtus should have been like Rish Lakish, but we don't paskin like him. We paskin like Reb Yechanan. So the Gemara gives two different reasons for Reb Yechanan's opinion. One is that it's a gzeres hakos of kol chelev. So the Chacham Tzvi has a famous tshuva where he makes a suggestion that maybe this chidush akra, that kol chelev, kol dehu chelev, that's really a machlekes hatanaim, whether that's a legitimate drosh or not, kol dehu. The pasuk says, ish ki akka kol nefesh adam, that if you murder someone, you chayv misa. So how do you understand the word kol? So in Sanhedrin, daf ayin ches amud aleph, the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. What if ikuhu asora ben adam esa maklis bezeach hazeh? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra holds that Ha'achman Chayiv, the one who hit him last, Kirves Misasai, he's Chayiv Misa. We don't pass him like that. We pass him Kula Pturim. So Gemara says the Machlokes is, how do you understand the word Kol? Ishkiyaka Kol Nefesh Adam. So the Chachamim's opinion that we pass him like is Kol Nefesh Adam, Achiyaka is Kol HaNefesh. You have to kill one person, has to do the whole Ritzicha. 10 people, Ikuhu, Asora ben Yodam. So no one person killed the kol nefesh adam, so he's not chayv. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra darshins, ish ki akka kol nefesh adam kol duhu of the nefesh. That's how the Gemara darshins over here. Rabbi Yechanan darshins kol chelev lo sachelu kol duhu of a chelev, a little bit. Chaim Volozhin has a famous kasha in the Sefer Nefesh HaChayim. He asked the kasha, if you should say that kol means kol duhu, so it's a stira. Here we pass like Rabbi Yechanan that kol, we darshan kol duhu. And there we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. We pass ishkiak kol nefesh adam, ashiak kol nefesh, not kol duhu. Okay, so that's a question. How do you know when to darshan kol in the sense of kol duhu, and when it means kol the entire thing? Chaim Volozhin has a famous kasha in his Sefer Nefesh HaChayim. How can anybody in his right mind say kol means kol duhu? It says, we have to sashem alakecho b'chol levavcho. Kol dehu is enough. How could that be? So he says, no, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, who darshan's kol, it means the last kol dehu. So we have to sashem alkech, you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the very nth degree, with the last kol dehu. According to the other Tanoim, you say kol b'chol avavcha, it means b'chol avavcha. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, b'chol avavcha means kol dehu, means the last kol dehu, the final kol dehu. So I'll call upon him. So the Chacham Tzvi has this famous suggestion that if one should assume that this is a drosha gemura, it's not an asmachta. The Gemara has, that's the machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, whether this comment in the Sifra, and that pasuk, kol chelev lo sachelu kol duhu chelev, whether it's an asmachta or not, so if one should assume that's a real drosha gemura, so the Chacham Tzvi suggests, maybe chatzushir asman haTorah only applies to macholos asuris. But in kol haTorah kula, the whole principle of chatzushir asman haTorah shouldn't apply. The Magia and the Mishlah Melech, one who wrote Me'am Lo'ez took the Mishlei Melech, wrote very long essays, and no one used to read them, so he took them and he broke them down into small paragraphs and he put each paragraph on the line in the Rambam where it belongs. So some of the long essays he couldn't break down into smaller parts. You have the long essays, Mishlei Melech, no one ever reads them. So and every so often there's a Mishlei Melech, so he write Kashet Pirashti Lamaila, and it says in parentheses Lamata, or when it says Kasher Abay Lahalon, so the Magia changed it, Kvarnes Bay Lamaila, because he rearranged the whole Mishlei Melech, the whole Sefer. So the Magia and the Mishlei Melech points out that Rashi and Shabbos, that find Dalet and Aleph, clearly doesn't seem to agree with this Chacham Tzvi suggestion, because the Gemara there talks about doing Bishol Anachatzishir, doing Borer Anachatzishir, doing Dosh Anachatzishir. And Rashi quotes the Gemara from Yuma Dafayin Dala Chatzishir Osman Atur. So the simple reading of the Rashi is Chatzishir Osman Atur even applies to Melech HaShabbos. It's not restricted only to Macholos HaSuris. Some of the recent Svarim want to say that this perhaps is a Machlokes between the Rashbam and Rashi, because there is such a Rashbam in Bava Basra on Daf Nunhei on the base where the Rashbam says that if a person carries Chatzishir, you have in the middle of Masechta Shabbos, you have a series of Mishnayos. Every item that you carry, if you carry wood, how much do you have to carry? If you carry metal, how much do you have to carry? If you carry water, if you carry wine, if you carry ink, all the different objects that is possible to carry, what's the shear for Hoitzua? So the Gemara there in Bava Basra, Nunhem and Beis, talks a little bit about Hoitzua. The person carried a chatzishir, then ba'osa helam echad, he carries another chatzishir. Is it mitztaref or not? So the Rashbam writes, if you carry less than a shear, it's a lack of melechas masheves. Whatever you're lacking, melechas masheves, so that means that it's mutam anatar, the holy Issa is only with the Rabbanon. So some want to say that it's a machalek, it's Rashi and the Rashbam. The Rashi in Shabbos daf ayin dalem and aleph sounds like he says explicitly, a chatzishir is asam anatar, even by melechas Shabbos. The Rashbam Baba Basra seems to disagree. The Pashto says the Rashbam is just quoting a Gemara in Zvachim. On Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says Beferish. The Gemara there is talking about the Mishnayos and Shabbos, about one who carries less than a shear. So the Gemara there says the last line in the Perek there, right before Perek Beishamai. So the Gemara says Beferish, if he carried less than a shear, Alechas Machshevas Asra Torah. So it sounds like it's Mutam and Atar. So it's not the Rashbam. The Rashbam is just quoting a Gemara. So the Pashto says that Rashi has to agree with the Rashbam, even if Rashi seems to imply that Chatzishir Asman Atar applies to Melech HaShabbos, but not to Hoitzoa. So that's how the Prima Godim suggests, that Hoitzoa, to begin with, is a Melech HaGrua, because you're not really creating any, you're not really changing anything, you're just moving the item from one location to the other. Tosfos on the first daf and Shabbos, and the first Mishnah points out, Hoitzoa is a Melech HaGrua. So Tosfos says it's a Melech HaGrua, with respect to Havaminas. Tosfos doesn't say any difference halacha lemaisa. If not for the fact that you had psukim for toldus and for hoitzo and haknasa, you wouldn't have known that it's osa. But after you have all the psukim, you may get the impression from Tosfos that hoitzo is same as all the other 38 malachas. So the Prima Godim says no, halacha lemaisa, hoitzo is a malacha grua, and there are differences lalacha. So he quotes a Gemara in Shabbos Pei Amud Aleph. Prima Godim quotes, Gemara says, if you carry a chatzishir and you put into the b'shus harabim, Bachola hakelev, Oshen Israf, a dog eats it up or it gets destroyed before you carry out the second chatzishir. So the Gemara says that it's not mitztaref yachad, because the first chatzishir disappeared before you carried out the second chatzishir. So the Prima Godim wants to suggest that maybe that's only true when you get to Haitzor, because it's a malacha grua. But when you get to any other malacha, let's say you'll do mevashel a chatzishir and someone will eat it up, and then you'll be mevashel another chatzishir. So he thinks that it will be mitztarf. He thinks that this Gemara in Pei Amud Aleph that says that if achola hakelev shenisraf, the first chatzishir disappears before you do the hoitzua and the second chatzishir, so it's not mitztarf. He thinks that maybe that's only a din in hoitzua. Doesn't apply to other malachas. There is the Mishnah in Shabbos Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph lists off all of the Lamed Tesavos Malachas, so by most of the Malachas it doesn't give a shear. And the other Mishnayos, so the Gemaras, will discuss what's the shear. And about the seven Malachas or so, the Mishnah gives you what the shear is. So Tosfos, there's a little tiny Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, and Tosfos raises the question, how come seven Malachas, seven or eight Malachas or so, the Mishnah gives you a shir, and all the other malachas, the Mishnah doesn't give a shir. So Rav Mordechai Benet was the great goyin in Hungary at the time that the Chassam Sofer was a young man. Rav Mordechai Benet has a sefer on Malacha Shabbos that's called Magen Avos. The Minchas Chinuch quotes a lot from the Magen Avos. He has a lot of chidushim. So on that Tosfos Kasha, he suggests that maybe there's a difference between these seven malachas where the Mishnah mentions the shir as opposed to all the other malachas. That by these seven malachas, maybe chatzis shir would be mutar min haTorah. The shir is intrinsic to the malacha. If you do less than the shir, they won't. By definition, if you do less than the shir, it's not called the malacha. Mashenik and the other malachas, there Rashi is right. There Rashi and Ayin Dalet and Alf and Shabbos. That Rashi writes that chatzis shir osman haTorah al pi pashtus even applies to malacha Shabbos. There is a Meiri, a famous Meiri in Shabbos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where he is bothered with a kasha. If chatzis shir is osman haTorah, so what if a person carries dalan amos b'shus rab and he puts the item down? So that's a malacha deraisa. So if a person carries base amos and he puts it down, that should be chatzis shir osman haTorah, and it's certainly not true. Just there are two opinions in the Rishonim and two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. To carry pachas midalan amos, I carry something, two amos, and I put it down, and I pick it up, and I carry another two amos, and I put it down. So that's pachas midalan amos. At the end of the day, I carry dalan amos, but I did a hanocha in the middle. So that's clearly awesome of the Rabban. And if you carry base amos, if you carry pachas midalan amos, so that's a machlekes. Some hold that it's even mutam of the Rabban. So the Miri is bothered, but everyone agrees that for sure it's mutam and atar. It could even be that it's mutam and the Rabban to carry pachas midalan amos. So the Miri on Shabbos Gimel Amud Aleph asks this kasha. The Achronim quote, the Rabbi Nachum Zemek quotes this Meiri in the Sefer Toitzo Eschaim, all about Toitzo. So he quotes this kasha from the Meiri, why don't you apply Chatzis Shir Osman HaTorah, the one who's Marbet Beis Amos B'Shus Aram. So the Meiri says, that's not Chatzis Shir, that's a Chatzis Malocha. What does it mean? It's not a Chatzis Shir, it's a Chatzis Malocha. So the Pashtus is that what the Meiri is probably driving at is the following. The Gemara had two mekoros for Rabbi Yechanan. Either it's based on a gzeiras hakos of kol chaylev, if you assume that it's not an asmachta, or it's based on a svar of chazi litztarufe. So the Ragachover, in his sefer Tzofnas Panech al Rambam, coined an expression. He said that sometimes you have a shir nekuda, and sometimes you have a shir mitztaret. The Gemara's lashon is chazi litztarufe. Sometimes you have a shir nekuda, until you have the kashir, you don't have anything. And sometimes it's a shir mitzvah. If you really have, let's say, chazer, a chatzi zayis of chazer is also chazer. The only thing is, ein achilu pchus mikas zayis, you have to eat more. So if you eat a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, there you say chatzi shir is also min haTorah. So that's a shir mitzvah. But if you have a shir nekuda, so you can't say that chatzi shir is also min haTorah. And up until the point that you have the shir, you have nothing, it didn't even begin. Yeah, that's probably what the Miri is driving at, that he says that if you carry Beis Amos, it's not a Chatzis Shir, it's a Chatzis Malocha. By definition, it's not called Mabar Dalan Amos, it's not called a Malocha at all. If one would assume, like the Balamor, or like the Ran in Masech HaShabbos, there's a Balamor on Daf Ayin Gimel, I think, and the Ran is on later, on Daf Tzadik Vav, where the Ran is quoting the Balamor. He didn't quote it B'Shem Amr, but he's clearly quoting verbatim from the Balamor. Balamor has a suggestion that Motzi Mishus Lushus means you carry from Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, or from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid. Mabed Dalan Amos, he says, is also Motzi Mishus Lushus. If I have a Chayfet sitting in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, so Dalan Amos around it is Mekom Moshal HaChayfet. If I pick the Chayfet up and I put it five Amos away, so as motzi it mishus lushus from its original rishus, because dalan amos around the chayfets is mekom shel chayfets, and I put it down in a new mokum in a new rishus. That's how the Balamor and the Ran say. The Balamor is machriach this because of the following argument. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin where the Gemara says that a kohen oril is not permitted to be makir karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara says, "Dovazem mitaros Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnu." There's no pasuk in Chumash Ayishabod Yecheskel bambuzi v'limdonu. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? Yecheskel Anovi came up with a new din In Novi Rashai L'Chadish Dovah Me'ata, we should declare that he's a Novi Hasheker. Only Moshe Rabbeinu says Dinim L'Doris. How can Yecheskel come up with a new din that's Nogeh L'Doris, that's Noig L'Doris? So the Gemara says, no. Adosi Yecheskel, until Yecheskel came, it was Gemara Gemiri Lo. Poshe Pshat, it was Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. And then Yecheskel, Asi Yecheskel, Las Mechei Akron. He wrote it, he recorded it in his Sefer. So Rashi says, and that Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Oral She'avad won't be Chayv Malkus. Because whenever you have an Issa that's only known through Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, it's not Dumid Alav Da Chasima. The only people who get Malkus are people who violate Alav, that's similar to L'Sachs M'Shav Bedisha. Because in Chumash Dvarim, the Gemara says only Chumash Dvarim, the Gemara says in the beginning of Yevamos, around that Hey, so only Chumash Dvarim to be Darshan Smuchim. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, that's a hekesh, so we assume there's a connection between the two. If you have two dinim written in two adjacent psukim, that's smuchim. So that's a machlekes satanaim in the beginning of Yevamos, but he darshan smuchim and kol ha'Torah kula. So Gemara says, in Chumash Dvarim, everyone agrees that he darshan smuchim. So we have many, 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 many famous dinim, many famous drushes that are based on smuchim. So this is one of the many famous drushes. That who gets malchus and says, v'hayon bin hakos ha'rosha, which Rashi gets Malkus? So the pasuk that's right adjacent to that is the pasuk that says Lo Sachsim Shor B'Disha. Whoever violates an aver that's similar to Lav Da Chasima, the Lav of Lo Sachsim Shor B'Disha. So it has to be similar to Lo Sachsim Shor B'Disha in the way it's written in the Chumash. It has to say either Hisham Pen or Al or Lo. Lo Sachsim Shor B'Disha says Lo, or Hisham Pen V'Al is also sufficiently similar, and then it has to be similar to Lav Da Chasima, the nature of the Lav. Lav Shein B'Maisa, we hold, is not Dumi, the Lav the Chasim, Lav Anitik Lese, Lav Anitin the Tashlumin, Lav, whatever, all the, Lav Shinit Lansar Samis Bez, Lav Shin B'Chlol, there's different Klolim, what's considered Dumi, the Lav the Chasim, but the first Klol is, has to be Dumi, the Lav the Chasim, the way it's written in Chumash, it has to say either Loi, or Hisham and Pen V'Yal, what if it's B'Chlol not written in Chumash? You have a prohibition that's only transmitted through the Torah Shebal Peh. You have Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai that an oral, a kain oral, is not allowed to be makor of karbon. So there's no pasuk at all. So Rashi says, so Mimela, there can't be any malchus. The Rambam happens to disagree with that Rashi. You have to figure out why. Not so complicated, why. But the Rambam agrees with the principle of Rashi. Rambam writes, one who eats orla b'chutz l'orz is ein aloike. Rambam quotes the Shita Sagoinim. One who eats Orla B'chutz L'Arts is Loike, and he says he can't be, because Orla B'chutz L'Arts is Halacha L'Moshe, is a Machlokes in the Gemara. In the end of the first parak in Kedushin, whether Orla B'chutz L'Arts is Midirabbanan, or Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. So the Rambam and the Goinim adopted the opinion that it's Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. So the Goinim write that one who eats Orla B'chutz L'Arts is Loike. So the Rambam says, how can it be Loike? It's not Dumi D'Lav D'Hasima. If there's no Pasuk at all, it has to be written in Chumash, with a style similar to Lo Sachs Moshe B'Disha, either Loi or Yisham Pen V'Yal, if it's not written at all, so there's no Malkus. So that's what the Rashi writes by Oral She'avad in Sanhedrin, and that's how the Rambam writes by eating Orla B'chutz L'Arts. So the Balamor and the Rambam both raise an issue: if a person carries on Yontif Shelo L'Tzorech, so he gets Malkus. If a person carries Dalet Amos B'Shul Sarabim, also he gets Malkus. So they raise the question, how can you get Malkus? The Lav doesn't appear in Chumash. The Gemara says that Mavar Dalet Amos B'Shul Sarabim was not in the Mishkan, it's just Gemara Gemiri Lo. That's the Lashon Gemara, the beginning of Perak HaZorik. Gemara Gemiri Lo, so many Rishonim understand that means that's Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. So how can there be Malkus on Yontif? And one of the Rishonim argued, how can there be Misa on Shabbos? That's not so poshut, that's a kasha. How could there be Misa on Shabbos? They argued there shouldn't be any onish at all for a Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Malkus, we understand why there's no Malkus, because not Dumi Adalav the Hasima. Has to say either Loi or Hisham Pen V'Yal. What's the argument that there shouldn't be any Misa? So that's another word that we assume that apparently the Balamor and the Ran, apparently they're assuming that the Torah Shebal Peh is unlike the Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh was given midas ha-chesed, as opposed to Torah Shebichsav was given midas ha-din. So there's never any oynish, even an oynish misa. You can't have an oynish misa for something that's only known through Torah Shebal Peh. So if you take the Gemara literally, that Ma'avad Al-Anamis B'shus Rabbi Gemara Gemirila means that it's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, so not only is the problem how could there be Malkus on Yontif if a person carries without a Heter, how can there be Misa on Shabbos? So the Balamor answers, and the Ran quotes it without saying B'shem Amra, so the Balamor answers that there are two types of Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. There's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai that tells you a brand new din, like Oral Sha'avad. An Oral is not allowed to do Akrobos HaKarbonos. And then there's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai that's Mefarish, that Ma'avad Al-Aramis falls under the category of Motzi Meshus L'Shus. When a Chayfetz is sitting in the middle of the Shus Arab, and that's Mekomosh Al HaChayfetz, the Al-Aramis around it, and if you pick it up and you put it five Amos away, that's called Motzi Meshus L'Shus. You're taking it from its original Mokim to a new Mokim. So so if you say it like that, Balamor and Ramban, then for sure we understand this Svara that the Miri is driving at, that if a person carries two Amos, it's not a Shir Mitztarf, it's a Shir Nekudah. You weren't Motziyat Meshus L'Shus yet. But even if you don't accept that Balamor is Chiddush, even if they quote B'Shem Rab Chayim and Rab Elia Pruziner, Rab Soloveitchik, the other grandfather has in his Sefer Halichos Aliyot, they wanted to say, not like that Balamor and Ramban, they wanted to say that there's a fundamental difference between Ma'avad Al-Anamis and Motzi Meshus L'Shus. The Motzi Meshus HaYachad L'Shus HaRab, and there are only two moments of Chiyav, the Akira in one Rishus, the Hanocha in the other Rishus. As opposed to Ma'avad Al-Anamis B'Shus HaRabim, there are three Mechayvim, there are three points that are crucial. The Akira, the Hanocha, and the Havaras Dal Aramis also. According to the Balamor and the Ran, the Havaras Dal Aramis is just a Hechitimtze. It comes out he did an Akira in one Rishus, in one Mokom, Mekom Shal HaChefetz is where the Chefetz is sitting, Dal Aramis around it, then he carries it five Amos away and he puts it down over there. So according to the Balamor and the Ran, it's exact Mabed Dal Aramis, the exact same thing as Motzi Meshus L'Shus. So they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim and Rebellia Prusian, and that they wanted to answer Tosis Kasha about commonly be the Rabbinay in Bava Kama Dafayinam and Beis by saying that there's a fundamental difference between the two. That by Motzi Meshus L'Shus, the Havara Dal Aramis is an integral part of the Malocha. It's not some Akira in one Rishus and Anoch and the other Rishus. So even if you don't accept the Balmor and the Ran, but you still have to say that that's what the Meiri is driving at. That Dal Aramis over there is a Shir in the Kuda. It's not a Shir Mitztaref. The only time Rabbi Yechanan holds Chatzis Shir is going to be awesome in HaTorah is going to be if it's a Shir in the Kuda. Then you can, if it's a Shir Mitztaref, then it makes sense to say that Chazi leads Tarufe, that the Chatzis Shir is also awesome in HaTorah. But if you're dealing with the Shir in the Kuda, then it's not Shaykh to say. There is a Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf and Mer Aleph, and the Gemara has a Chumra mid the Rabbanu that Beria Chashuva Veloy B'Teilu. So when do we consider something a Beria, when not? So Tosfos, I think on Tzadikei Mer Aleph, gives you the Klal, and it's quoted in Yerodeya, and at the end of Chelek Alf Yerodeya and Hilchas Taruvas. The only time it's called the Beria is if Im Yecholek Ein Shmai Olav. Let's say I'll take a Nemola, and I'll cut it in half. So if you eat a nemola, it's a beria shlema, even if it doesn't have a kazayas, you like it. So a nemola, im yecholik, ain't shmai olav, it's no longer called the balchai. Or if you take a giranoshe and you cut it in half, it's a chaticha from a giranoshe, but you can't call it a giranoshe. So that's called im yecholik, ain't shmai olav, it's going to lose its name. That's a sheer nekude, so that's called a beria. Man sheni kein, if you have nevela or trefi, even if you cut it up in tiny pieces, each piece is besar nevela. It's not that when it's all together, it has a shir and the kudah. When it's all together, it has a nuch al Hashem. When you cut it up, when it's all together on small pieces, the same thing. It's called besar nevela. So that's apparently relevant over here. But that's how the Ragat Shavah writes. It's hasvar in the sentence like that. That the only time it's shaykh to say like Rav Yechanan, that Chatzis Shir is awesome in HaTorah is if you're dealing with the Shir Mitztarif, then you can use the Loshon Chazi Litztarufe. In the beginning of the Perek, there's a Machloikis HaRishonim, whether the Chamisha Inuyim are deraisa or only Achil Shtir is deraisa. The argument of the Rabbeinu Tam was that there's only, Gemara learns that from the Psukim, that there's only Chorus if one violates Achil Shtir. If he violates the other Inuyim, there's no Chorus. So doesn't that seem to indicate clearly that the other inuim are only midirabban? How can it be that you learn out five things from the pasuk Chamisha inuim, and only one of them has cars and the others don't. So it must be that the only the Chiddush is the Raisa, everything else is only in Asmachtim and the Rabban. Not such a compelling argument. You have psukim that prohibit dam, and not all the dam has kares. Sometimes the dam halev and the dam shanishama yotzeba has kares, and the rest of the dam evarim is an isa deraisa without kares. It's not such a compelling argument that the Rabbi Natam had. I'll call upon him. That's on the first daf, the big machlekes of Rishonim, where the shari noim is deraisa the Rabban. So the Tosfos Rishonim on the opening Mishnah in the last parak in Yuma is bothered with Akasha. How can the Mishnah say that a kala is permitted to wash her face? Different people are permitted. The melech is allowed to wash his face on Yom Kippur. How is that mutter? If it's only an isa derabbanan, say hey mamre, hey mamre. Okay, so they have a right to be mekel. But if one should assume that the rechitza is an isa deraisa, so where's the room to be mekel over here? It's nowhere near safek sakana at all. So the Tosfos Rishonim answers that the Issa Deraisa, even if one should assume that Rechitza is an Issa Deraisa, it's only Rechitza's Kol Aguf. Rechitza's Mikzitz Aguf, L'chol Ades is only the Rabbanon. So Kala Rechetz is Panav, the Melech is Rechetz Panav, that for sure that's not an Issa Deraisa, so Hei Mamre V'Hei Mamre, so I had a right to be Mekel. So Makshim Ho'olam, the Weltfrecht Akashe, even if you hold that Rechitza's Kol Aguf, Minatur it's only also Rechitza's Kol Aguf, why shouldn't washing your face be considered a chatzi shir asa menatar? So the pashtus is, that's what they answer. The pashtus is, no. Im yicholik ein shmai olav. There's a difference, he said. The isa deraisa is not to take a bath, and not to take a shower. So you're going to say, a person washes his hands, a person washes his face. It's a chatzi shir of a bath. No. Rechitza is kol aguf. See, in Hebrew, it doesn't sound good. This is rechitza and this is rechitza. So-called rechitza. In English, it's clear like that. You don't say a person washes his face is a miktsas of a shower. No, a bath or a shower is one thing. And washing miktsas min aguf is a different thing. It's im yicholek ein shmai olav. That's a shir in the kudah. You can't say over there that chatzi shir is asa min atur. In Hilchas Kiddush, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din from the Gemara that hamavarch tzor sheyitom, that a bracha lakos, Kiddush, Avdallah, Birchas Nisuin, whenever you say a bracha lakos, a Pesach night, Birchas Hamazon lakos, all the abakosis, each one is a bracha lakos, so Mavarach Tzorach Sheyitom. The Gemara says, Bekama, how much do you have to tzip? The Gemara says, Maloy Lugmav, Maloy Lugmav. The Gemara happens to say that on Pesach night you need Rovkos. The Tosis interprets that what it really means is Maloy Lugmav, and the Rambam says abakosis is different. But whenever you have a normal, leaving out Pesach night is a machlokes, Tosis and the Rambam. But on the normal circumstances, when you have a bracha lakos, and that's all it is a bracha lakos, it's not a mitzvah shtiyas hakos. So even if the kos is gigantic, it's sufficient if you drink maloy lugmav. So the mechaber in Hilchas Kiddush quotes a machlekes harishayim: if one person will drink half of his maloy lugmav, another person will sip half of his maloy lugmav, will that be mitztaref or not? Let's say under the chuppah, the chazan takes a sip, a half of maloy lugmav, and the kala takes a sip. Half a maloy lugmav, is that mitztaref or not? So there's two opinions in the Mechaber. So the Vilna Gaon there in Hilchas Kiddush, probably quoting the Rishonim, I just didn't bother to look it up, probably in the Beis Yosef, quotes this. So the Vilna Gaon explains, why is there an opinion that it's not mitztaref? Why shouldn't it be mitztaref? Half a maloy lugmav for one person and half a shir maloy lugmav for the other. So he says that maloy lugmav is based on the maloy lugmav by hamavarch tzor sheyitom is based on Yom Kippur. Achila and shtei Yom Kippur has a different shear. For achila, it's not enough kezayis. You have to have koseves agasa. And for shtei, you don't have to have so much. You don't have to have a revius like in Kol HaTorah Kula. Maloy lugmav by an ordin beinoni is a roiv revius. So shtei is less and achila is more. Everything is different because by Yom Kippur, everything depends on yisuvi daita. And the Chachamim Mokaveya, they established that that's how much you need for the purpose of Yisuvi Daita. So the Vilna Gaon is, I don't think he's arguing, probably quoting the Rishonim, argue like this. Usually the Bi'er Rav Groh just quotes what the Rishonim said. So the Vilna Gaon explains over there, what's the Svara to say that my Chatzim Maloy Lugmav and your Chatzim Maloy Lugmav are not mitztar from Yachad by Kiddush? You have to have Hamarach Tzor Sheitam, somebody has to drink Maloy Lugmav. So he says, because it doesn't make sense to talk about a Chatzim Shir of the Yisuvi Daita, because Yisuvi Daita, Maloy Lugmav, Koseves Hagasa, is a shear that has to do with Yisubi Daita. So Yisubi Daita is like a shear Nekuda. That's not a shear Mitztaref. If you're going to have less than that, Hacha B'Hachi, that's how the Gemara says, that's how the Chachamim established, that you need Malay Lugma for Yisubi Daita, and you need Kasevis Agasa for Yisubi Daita. So if you don't have the Malay Lugma, it's a zero with a zero, it's not a half and a half. So it's such a good svara, we don't understand Rabbi Yechanan. It's a gewaldig svara. If that's the reason why there's an opinion in the Shulchan Aruch that a half a malay lugma from my drinking a kiddush and half a malay lugma, my wife will drink a half a malay lugma and I'll drink a half a malay lugma of my mouth, so it won't be mitzarif. Why? Because half a malay lugma is garnished because there's no yisuvidaita. It's a shia and the kuda. So what does Rabbi Yechanan say in the Gemara? The original machlekes is on Yom Kippur. How can it be? Rabbi Yechanan should agree to Reish Lakish. Here, chatzis shir should be mutter menato. Should be like mabed beis amis b'shus harab. Should be like a chatzis shir over chitzis kol aguf. There are certain cases where it just doesn't make any sense to say that chatzis shir is as menato. If you have what the Ragachevi refers to as a shir nekuda, as opposed to a shir mitzaref, it does make sense to say chazil et tarufe. So I seem to remember that they say in the name of the Chasam Sofer, I didn't look at it, probably has a chidush in Mamaseches Yuma. They say the Chasam Sofer says on this Gemara, and I find Dalit, that you see from the Gemara that on Yom Kippur there's a double iser. There's an iser, ta'anuas nafshe sechem, inui, not to violate the inui, and for that you need yisuvi daita, and there a chatzishir of yisuvi daita is nothing. And then you have to say that there's another iser, not to eat on Yom Kippur. There's another reason not to eat on Yom Kippur. We have this, the Moshel, you have this on a Tainus. The Shari Tshuva next to the Behetev, in the regular, in the Mishnah Brura. So the Shari Tshuva discusses what's the din on a Tainus, about the Batamas, or Tisha B'Av, whatever. And a person forgot that he's supposed to fast, and he ate something and he had a drink. So does he gain anything by fasting the rest of the day or not? So he quotes the Pesuk and will say that yes. He quotes, I think, Rishonim and will say that yes, that you have to fast the rest of the day. What are you going to fast the rest of the day? He's not going to accomplish a Kiyam HaMitzvah V'tonis. He already had his Yisui Daita. He already had breakfast. And after breakfast, he realized that today's Tishba, today's Shavasa V'tamas. So he already had his Yisui Daita. So he's not going to be able to create the Inisim Esnaf Shasech. There won't be any Ini over here. So nonetheless, apparently we assume that in addition to the mitzvah of Inui, not to do Yisuvi Daita, there's another din. There's an Isra Achila. You're not allowed to eat. So even if you already ate, and you won't be able to accomplish an V'inisem, you already had your Yisuvi Daita, but still, there's an Isra Achila. So you shouldn't eat anymore. So that's B'dafke. The Gemara quoted the Machlokes of Yechem Mishlokish not by eating chazer and not by eating other macholos asur. The Gemara, the Bavli quotes the Dafka over here by Yom Kippur to tell you this added chiddush that on Yom Kippur not only is there an inyan of not having Yisuvi Daita, of creating of the inisim, have a kiyam of the inisim, there's also an isra achila that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So that is Rachila, Shach to say Chatz Shir Ras Menatur. I remember the Mishnah says just to go back again, Rab Shimon is of Yapin Chatz Shir is Loike. You're Loike on a Chatz Shir. The Mishnah in Makkas Yud Gilman Afli Yomer Kozai say Elalinian Korban Mulbad, only for Koris, only for Chatz. So we don't pass like that. So then there's a Machlek this Hatanayim, you have to eat a Kozai. So what if I ate Heter and Isa together? Do you say Heter mitzarf l'Isa? So that's a machlekes hatanan we pass, and ain't Heter mitzarf l'Isa. If you eat a chatzi shi, a chatzi zayis of chelev together with a sandwich, let's say, it has a lot of bread on top and on bottom, it has chelev in the middle, a chatzi kezayis of chelev, and a chatzi kezayis of bread, and together he ate a chila shel kezayis. So there is a Tana who says that Heter mitzarf l'Isa, we don't pass like that. Then there's another Tana, Reb Meir holds that is surim mitzar from zem zayid a half a kezayis of basa b'cholov and half a kezayis of nevela or treifa. So Rav Meir's opinion that it's mitzar from yachad, we paskin it's not mitzar from yachad. So there's a series of mishnayos in Maseches Me'ila. When are we surim mitzar from yachad? So let's say a person has a a third of a kazayas of chicken, a third of a kazayas of behemoth meat, and a third of a kazayas of deer's meat, all in the veil. The chicken wasn't geshachtim properly, the cow was not geshachtim properly, the beef, and the deer was not geshachtim properly, so all three are in the veil. So even though they have totally different flavors, this is chicken, and this is deer's meat, and this is cow's meat, the din is that they mitzar from yachad, because the Mishnah says the klal is, if shirem shavim, and shmaseim shavim, it's all shem echad, it's all an isa nevela, and everything has the iser, everything has the same shear, namely kazayas. But if it's the same shem iser, but it's ein shirem shavim, so then it's not mitzar from yachad. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik was learning this din in the Mechaber, that the Mechaber has the machlokes harishayim by Kiddush. If one person will drink a half a malay lugmav, the other person will drink a half of his malay lugmav, whether it's mitzar from yachad. And the Vilna Gaon gave the explanation why there's room to argue that it's not mitzar from yachad, because a half yisuvi dait is nothing. So it's like a shi'in akuda. So it's a zero with zero. It's not a half and a half as a whole. It's a zero with a zero. So I remember Rabban Lichtenstein asked Rav Soloveitchik at the time, how could there be an opinion that they are mitzar from yachad? The Mishnah says that malay lugmav is determined subjectively, depending on how big your mouth is. So the person has a bigger mouth, says malay lugmav is going to be a bigger amount of liquid. So it's not shirem shavim. So how can anybody in his right mind say that if one person drinks a half a malay lugmav, the other person drinks a half a malay lugmav, that it's mitzarfim, but it's ain't shirem shavim. Each person's malay lugmav is different because it's determined by the size of his mouth. So Rav Soloveitchik answered, it would appear from this sif in the Shulchan Aruch, that shirem shavim doesn't necessarily mean it has the exact same way of measuring the shear. Your malay lugmav, no two people's malay lugmav is going to be the same. Everyone's mouth is a different size. But in theory, the shear is malay lugmav. In abstract, the shear is malay lugmav. So since the shear is malay lugmav, so apparently that opinion holds that it's mitzar from yachad, because it's called shmaseim shavim and shirem shavim. It is called shirem shavim. Based on the abstract, even though the poil mamesh, it's not measured the same. My malay lugmav is not the same as your malay lugmav, but since in abstract it's the same, so that's why the one opinion holds that it's mitzar from yachad. Even if the opinion holds that not mitzar from yachad, it was for a different reason. The Vilna Gaon said not because it's not shirem shavim, but because it's a chatzi shir of a shir in the kudah, because there is no such thing as a chatzi shir of yisuvi daita. Less than a malay lugmav, there's no yisuvi daita, since nothing with nothing. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Keren Ora has this also there in Me'ilah. He quotes the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Birchas Hanenin. If a person eats a kazayis of food, a miscellaneous food, so he has to say bar nefashis afterwards. So what if he ate half a kazayis of orange and half a kazayis of a potato? So it's mitzar from yachad. If he ate tokedei achilas pras, he ate a full kazayis of food, so he says a brach achrena. What if he had two different beverages? He had. We assume that we follow the Rambam that you only say a brach achrena if you drank a revius. Different opinions in Tosfos. So what if you had a half a revius of orange juice and half a revius of apple juice? Even though it's not the same thing, but it's shmasem shavim shirem shavim. It's royal achila and the shir is a revius. That's mitzar from yachad. What if you had a half a revius of orange juice and a half a gazayis of potatoes? So then the Magen Avraham says it's not mitzar from because here the shir is gazayis, here the shir is revius. So it's called Ein Shirem Shavim. That's the Magen Avraham writes like that. So the Keren Ora argues at the point, and he says that he found in the Tshuvas of the Beis Ephraim, where Ephraim is Amar Margolius, that he says the same. Keren Ora on Me'ilah, and that Mishnah about Shirem Shavim, it's Tarfim. So he says, one can argue and say that even Oichel and Mashkam, it's Tarfim, because the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't really say this, but it sounds Achreinim, understood as if the Gemara said like this, that the reason why you need a kazayas in foods is because if you would have a revius of a liquid, then that would solidify. So when it would solidify, it would be yochel likrush v'laman al kazayas. So it comes out that a revius in a liquid is basically the same as kazayas in an oichel. So it's the same shear. But when it's in the liquid form, the shear is revius. When it's in the solid form, the shear is kazayis. Say that's about measuring the shear. When it's in a liquid form, you have to measure it as a revius. When it's in solid form, you measure it as a kazayis. But since the whole reason, it doesn't really say this in the Gemara, but this is how the Karen Oira understood the Gemara, and this is how, quote, the Beis Ephraim also understood it like that. So, because a solid with a shear is kazayis, and a liquid with a shear is revius, is basically shireim shavim. That's even a bigger chiddush than what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that if two people's mouths are different sizes, but since the basic shear in abstract is the same shear, the shear is maloy lugmav, so that's called shireim shavim. Here, the Beis Ephraim with the Karen Oira said, is also called shireim shavim. Kazayis in solids and revius in liquids is basically the same thing. So they think against the Magen Avraham. They think that even if you had a half a revius of orange juice and a half a kazayis of potatoes, you can say a bracha achrona, you can say bar nefashis, because basically it's called shireim shavim. There is a famous discussion that achronim have. When you get to the nature of this din of chatzi shir, of we passing like Rabbi Yechanan against Mishal Chatzishir Asim and Atura. Is this a general Isa? You're never allowed to eat a Chatzishir of anything, or is it a particular Isa? A Chatzishir of Chelev is more common than a Chatzishir of Chazer, because Chelev, if you eat a Kazayas, you have Kuris. Mashenik and Chazer, if you eat a Kazayas, there's no Kuris. So maybe even a Chatzishir, there's no Kuris, but maybe Chatzishir of Chelev should be more common than the Chatzishir of Chazer. The Gemara has in the end of Yuma, the last part, all discussion, when a person is a choyla sheyesh basakana, and he has to eat non-kosher food in order to save his life. So the Gemara says, machilim osa hakala kal tchilu. If he can either eat chelev, look, pikuach nefesh is decha kala tarakula, but he has an option, he's going to die from starvation. So he can either eat chelev, which has koris, or he'll eat chazer, which only has lav. So the Gemara says, eat the lav, don't eat the koris. So the shadow is, what if all he has to eat to save his life is a chatzi shir? And he has a toss-up, he has a choice, either eating a chatzi shir of chelev, or eating a chatzi shir of bas v'cholav, a chatzi shir of chazer, where there's no koris. But the chatzi shir of chelev also not going to have any koris. So should I say that because chelev usually has koris, the chatzi shir of chelev is more common than a chatzi shir of chazer? Or do you say, no, it's one general lesson. So if you hold from the svara that the Gemara says chazi litztarufe, it's a shir mitztarev. So it sounds like the chatzi shir of chelev is more common than the chatzi shir of basa b'cholav and of chazer. But if you hold from the gzeres hakasuv, so that's the question. If you hold that it's learned out from a pasuk kol chelev kol dehu chelev, so that is what to discuss. Whether is this a new iser? It's a general iser, not to eat a chatzi shir of anything. Or is it a particular reason? Chatzishir of chelev is more chomer than a chatzishir of chazer. So that would be, akala kal tchila would be, it's preferable to eat the chatzishir of the chazer rather than eat chatzishir of chelev. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole shir on this when we learned shvuas. So there's a long Mishlam Melech. If a person took a shvua not to eat the potato chips, so he only gets malchus if he eats a kazait. Because in Lashon Bnei Adam, when he says he's not going to eat, is ain achilat b'chusim b'kazayis. So there's a machlekes of rishonim there. So there, by nedarim, depends. Nedarim meshuas, it depends on what was included in the isa neder. So if chatzi shir was not included, so it should be mutam in haTorah. So that the Mishlam Melech has a machlekes of rishonim over there. So that seems to be the diun. If chatzi shir asim in haTorah, it's a general din. Whenever there's something that you're not allowed to eat, even a chatzi shir of it, also you're not allowed to eat, even though it's not included in his neder at all. So he never meant that. Or should I say, no, how can it be a chatzi shir asim in haTorah? So he never included that, he never meant that. Chatzi shir is only asim because that was included in the Isra haTorah. There is a Taisvis in the first perik in Maseches Beitza. Where is this Taisvis? Dalit on the base. There's only one Taisus on Dalit on the base. So Taisus is very strange. Taisus quotes a Gemara in Chulin. And Taisus says that Chatzi Shir is only with the Rabbanim. So all Achranim is, it's against the way we have the Girs in the Gemara. So Taisus clearly had a different Girs in the Gemara Chulin that they're quoting. But it's wrong. How can I have a Girs in the Gemara? Chatzi Shir is only awesome with the Rabbanim. So the Achronim in the back, I think Reb Tzvi Hirsch Chaya says, oh no, the Tosfos holds like the Tosfos in Nozir, like the Rashi in Machshirin. There is an opinion in the Baalei HaTosfos that Chatzishir is awesome and Atar is only if it's Bien. Chatzishir Adei Taruv is if it's blended in with other food of Heter. And the Iser is less than Roy. If you have Roy Heter, Miyot Iser, and the Iser is Ein HaNikar, then Chatzishir would only be awesome in the Rabban. Chatzishir Adei Taruv is only awesome in the Rabban. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think there is a tshuva in the Abne Miluim. The end of the Sefer Abne Miluim, he has a few tshuvas. So one of the tshuvas is that Kinyan Isa, Kinyan Mamen, Abedibi, Abeknaini, no one asked him the Shaila, it's like Shagasari tshuvas. Beer on the topic. So some of the tshuvas, I think some of the tshuvas are halacha l'maaseh, most of them are just essays. So I think one of the tshuvas that he has there, in the end of the Abne Miluim, is about this topic, about Chatzishir Adei Taruv. So if I'm not mistaken, I think what he says is the following, that Chatzishir Osem Menatoira is because of Achshavei. If you sit and you eat it, even though Ein Achilat Chusim Mikizayis, but if you sit and you eat the Chatzishir of the Treifas, so you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it is called Achilah. And the Pasuk tells me that Achshavei is an Issa Deraisa. Yeah, we usually assume that the whole idea of Achshavei, I personally did it, I personally ate it, so I demonstrate that as far as I'm concerned, this is something worthy of eating. So we usually assume that that's only Midirabbanan. The Gemara has, if you have Macholas Asuris, that a Nifsal me Achilos Adam, so it's Mutam and Atorah, and there's a Machlek the Rishayim, is it also Midirabbanan? Machlek is the Rosh and the Ramban. So in the Yoruday, in the second Chelik Yoruday, they pass them like the Rosh, that's also Midirabbanan because of Achshavei. If you sit and you eat it, so you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, the thing is Roy Lachila. But Rab Chaim Moshe quotes in his Tshuvas, many Achronim say, the only time you say Achshavei, the only time you say the Sisa de Rabbanu Achshavei, is if you're eating the treif of food that Nifsal Me'achila Sadim, you eat it bien. But if you eat Adei Tarubis, then you're not demonstrating that as far as you're concerned, it's Roy Lachila. I'm eating it because the other stuff is tasty. Let's say, what do they have? When you have ice cream. When you have ice cream. So what's the non-kosher ingredient that they mix into ice cream?
Gelatin.
Gelatin. So I think Rabbi Chaim Moser was working on the assumption that the gelatin at one point was nifsal me'achila. So nifsal me'achila is mutter, but it's also made the Rabbanim because of Achshavei. But now I'm eating the ice cream, not because I think, as far as I'm concerned, the gelatin is delicious. No, the gelatin is nifs machila. It's delicious because of the sugar and the flavoring from the ice cream. That's why I'm eating it. So if you eat macholas asuras nifs machila bitarubis, you can't say achshavei. So that's a whole klal of achshavei on the level of the Rabbanan. So here, some want to argue the point and say that chatzishir asman atar is because of achshavei. But you can only say achshavei if you eat the thing bien. But it's going to be a chatzishir adei tarubis. The reason why I'm eating it is because of the other stuff. It's an achila because I have a whole kazayas. Not the... Because Leonam Resh Lakish is right. Ein achila b'chusim b'kazayas. So there's no issa to touch the machalas asar, no issa to push it, no issa to tickle it. Only issa is to eat it. So achila is only with a kazayas. So if I eat less than a kazayas, so why is it asa? So Rabbi Yechon holds, Achshavei, Adin Deraisa, Achshavei. But it's going to be Adei Tarubis, he eats a whole Michael. The whole Michael has a Kazayas. So that doesn't show that he did a Maisa Achila on the Issa. If it's Chatzishir Adei Tarubis, that's a Shita and Baalei HaTosfos, that's only an Issa Derabban. But again, our Girsa and the Gemara there in Chulin, the Tosfos in Beitza was quoting, the Tosfos in Beitza, Davdavan on the Beitza, it's quoting the Gemara Chulin. Our Girsa in Chulin is that it's Chatzishir Asman Atar, even in that situation. Okay, you should continue to have atzlacha, learn up a storm, make a siyum on the home of Sichta. Very good.
We'll look forward to this year next week from Erev.
What's the story next week?
Next week, the same volume, but the chapter will be Erev Strah.
Okay, good.
Victor Rosenzweig will take care of the effect of
that. Very good, okay. We'll see you then.
Okay.